mistake. First time I ever went south of the border, I stopped into the fortune teller, and she said, before you leave Mexico, sharp teeth will bite the hydraulics. And Estelle said, Nagagag, you see that? You were talking about going into one of those houses of ill repute, but one of them little cinderators will put a lip lock on you that you won't forget, so you better mind your P's and Q's. I'm thinking, why did I have to go to that fortune teller? Why? And then I went for a dip in the ocean, and I'm thinking, wait a minute. Sharp teeth? Sharks? That's the last thing I need. I mean, it's one thing to lose an arm and a leg, but to lose little Elvis? Oh, God! So I couldn't enjoy the swimming. I couldn't go to the houses of bogus repute. Even at night when Estelle said, honey, how about a snarling to settle your nerves at the end of a long day? I said, wait a minute, baby. That fortune teller told me the teeth are going to bite me. How do I know you're not going to have a grand mal seizure? And in the middle of that snarling, chomp, you go bite me. No! I tell you what, I started hoping for the end of the vacation. Here all this while we'd save for our Mexican trip. And I'm thinking, sharp teeth that night. No. I ended up getting liquored up every day and passing out. I couldn't wait to get to the airport. They were just calling our flight, and I'm thinking, man, I'm getting out of here. As I stood there in the bathroom making my bladder gladder, I said, well, I guess the gypsy fortune teller was wrong. Ah! Ah! Ah!